Christ, because God's favor on you.
Good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr., who is the founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist. And he's with the Young, Fly, and Save movement. Also, he is the radio host for the Nightly Spirit, which is on Gospel 1600, 6 p.m. each night here in St. Louis, Missouri. And it's syndicated, so it's actually across the country. So look for Mr. Willie Moore Jr. on the Nightly Spirit. And also be sure to visit his website at www.WillieMooreJr.org. That's WillieMooreJr.org. So we are so grateful to have Mr. Moore's support. He has supported the radio by allowing us to utilize his music as our theme song. And I have a caller who had requested being able to listen to the song in its entirety at some point. So we will do our best to get through today's show to accommodate. I really appreciate our listeners. We have listeners of many different categories, those who are in the St. Louis area and outside of the St. Louis area. We have those who are as young as 24 through in their 60s. So we have parents of toddlers all the way through empty nesters and grandparents. So we really appreciate those who are listening with us each Sunday that we have our shows. And if you have requests for guests or topics, or if you just feel like there's a need to hear that song, God's Favor on You by Mr. Willie Moore Jr. in its entirety, just feel free to always email me, Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A, at education, the number 4, A-L-L-I-N-C, .com. And we will do our best to accommodate you, because we know without your listening support, we would not be here and this program would not be that successful. So we're talking about today, our topic is actually go to school with your child. You know, a lot of parents may wonder, well, what does that mean? And I don't have time to go to school with them. I have to go to work. I have other kids. I have a lot of responsibilities. And or maybe I'm in school myself. But there are some simple things I want to talk about. As you know, this program in Education for All, period, in general, is about providing parents with quick, easy-to-implement, practical tips. We never want to base our things solely on research where it sounds good in theory but does not necessarily work in practice. So these are things that I've experienced and tried, or some of the parents that I've worked with and educators over the years, or some of my guests, or even the listeners, you know, have called in and they've shared their viewpoint. So I definitely want to make sure that you are aware that the things we suggest, they may not necessarily work for everybody's situation, but there's all should always be some little nugget that you can pull out of there for yourself, and it'll be practical, easy, and easy for you to implement in any situation. So when we talk about going to school with your child, I want to talk about the benefits, volunteer opportunities, also paid opportunities, and where you can get more information about becoming involved in your child's school. So let's talk about first some of the benefits. And also remember, callers, at any point, feel free to press 1 and we'll bring you into the conversation. You can provide your comments and suggestions And have if you have questions, feel free to bring those as well just by pressing 1. If you're listening through your tablet, laptop, computer, desktop, feel free to call us at any time by dialing 646-595-4481 and then press 1 to be brought into the conversation. So there are a lot of benefits with parents participating in their kids' education. And sometimes as parents, we think that our kids really don't want us to be involved and that our kids could care less if we show up. But I tell you, by me being mostly in the middle and high school sector for most of my 20-year career experience, my middle schoolers and high schoolers, they were just as excited, even the ones who were not always the most productive of students or necessarily the best behaving students. They were always super excited whenever their parents or grandparents came up to the school at a moment when they were not in trouble, when they participated in activities. And so our older ones want you there just as much as the elementary ones. So let's talk about benefits. So again, number one, your child really wants you to be involved in their education. You just show up and they will have a smile on their face. 2, your child will gain a greater appreciation for learning. The more involved you are in their education, that sets a standard. It tells them, hey, education is important. You're a student. This is what you need to be doing and focusing on. Also, you gain quality time with your child. You gain that additional quality time. It's hard to get quality time usually because of your work schedule or maybe you have more than one child. Or after school, that's when it really gets hectic because at least during the school day, you know your child is in one place, and if you have pretty much the same work schedule, you know you're in the same place. But somewhere after school and bedtime and the next morning when you wake up or over the weekend, that's when your life and their life is a little more out of kilter and it's a little more unbalanced. So getting that extra quality time can be hard, but if you use their school activities, you can gain that extra quality time with your child. Also, getting to know your child's friends and teachers, that's another great benefit because you see a whole lot going on in the school system, good, bad, indifferent, otherwise, you know, just simply by going up to the school and you get a feel and flavor for what that school's culture is and what that school expects of your child. And you learn things that they may not necessarily tell you. You know, at a parent-teacher conference, teachers don't have all day, you know, to have deep discussions with you. But if you just pop up or if you're there for certain events, sometimes you build those relationships and you get a lot of great inside tips from educators. And then also another benefit is you will gain a greater understanding, as I mentioned, of the child's school. So I kind of coupled 4 and 5 together. So you gain a better understanding of what the school and teachers expect of your child. And that's really the overall goal. I mean, you're there to be an advocate for your child. And while I didn't have favorites when I was teaching, I did, you know, have to admit the squeakiest wheel got some extra oil. And I know that as a parent, you know, I wasn't trying to throw around the fact that I was an educator, no matter what title I had at the time, you know, whether it's teacher, curriculum, principal, whatever. I never threw that around, you know, with my daughter's teachers. But just the fact that I was involved, you know, some of them didn't right away know that I was an educator. But I would get a little extra information and insider tips, you know, and that became very valuable, you know. So just make sure that you understand there are benefits for you becoming involved. And so when parents say, well, what's the point, or why do I need to do this, or I don't feel like it, well, I just gave you 5 great benefits for you and your child. Now, volunteer opportunities. Some of us are in a position where we can volunteer, and I've seen where volunteer positions have gone into pay positions, or as parents, that was their foot in the door to understanding what they wanted to do with their lives. I mean, as a parent, it doesn't always mean that we know what we want to do. Sometimes we picked a career or a job just so we can make ends meet and because we felt we had to do what we needed to do for our children and we wanted a decent opportunity and legitimate effort that we were putting forth. So I have seen parents who have started out as volunteers and then they moved into paid positions simply because the school realized their work ethic, and they said, hey, we've got a grant. We need somebody to do this. Are you interested in that? Or, you know, the parent looked and said, well, you know, I think I want to become a secretary. You know, and I've seen parents go from volunteer to secretary to teacher to administrator. So that says a whole lot about what's available in education today. So first of all, volunteer opportunities. If you have the time, you know, it's always great to volunteer. And that volunteering can be serving as a classroom or school helper. When I was a kid, we called it at the Catholic schools a den mother or room parent. You can also decorate classroom or school bulletin boards. A lot of parents are very creative. Some of them are more creative than us educators because you have the time and the knack, and it may even be your favorite business or hobby. So decorating a classroom or a school bulletin board is an excellent, excellent way to volunteer. Reading to students, tutoring students, making copies or organizing classroom materials. You know, teachers need extra hands, and sometimes they don't always know what they want or when they need it. But you know what? If you are there, then they definitely will find something for you to do. Also, chaperoning field trips, helping with class parties, and school dances. Now, definitely with those middle and high schoolers, parents, you are needed at those school dances. You know, the staff is trying to do everything they can to make sure that your babies aren't bumping and grinding and having sex on the dance floor. But, you know, the more parents we have involved in those school dances, then the better experience it can be for our kids. Because when the music gets going and the peer pressure gets going, you know, things happen. And if you only have a small amount, you know, that adult staff to student ratio, you know, that's a lot of kids when you're talking about dances. So I always encourage parents, you know, go to those school dances. You know, you don't have to be eagle eyes on your kid the whole time, but, you know, just walking around and telling them how pretty they look, how handsome they look. You know, they like to see that because they got spent the time to get dressed up, and they want to know that we think that they are beautiful and handsome that night. Also, for those who may wonder about what their kids are wearing, I know I've seen kids come in with one outfit and end up inside of another outfit and then change it right back. And that's because, you know, they may not have had those clothes at home, but they got them from a friend and they changed. And I know as educators, if we could catch it, we'd make them change back. But, you know, parents just simply popping up, pop up a little early, pop up in the middle of the dance, just so you know what's going on with your child. And, again, you don't have to stay the whole time. Just do a quick pop-in. And attend district and school parent committee meetings. There are so many committee meetings, and you want, you know, because the schools, especially if it's a public school, but even a private school, you know, it's your school. You're paying your tax dollars or you're paying your hard-earned money. And so you really run the school. But there, you know, we don't always know how to do it. But these parent committees are in place. And sometimes the parents who really need to be on those committees to make sure their voice is heard and that their family is represented, they're not on those committees. So other people make decisions which work for their kids, but it may not work for your kids. So if you feel that, you know, I urge you to really get involved and contact your school, find out when your PTO or parent-teacher organization is meeting, find out who the president is, find out what you can do, contact the district office, ask them about their district parent committee, because at that district level is where the curriculum meetings take place and other types of meetings, and they're always looking for parents, and a lot of times they're looking for students to be on those committees as well. So that's a great way for your child to have his or her voice heard. Is through those district committees. And help organize fundraisers. You know, sometimes we don't like the fundraisers our schools have. They do the best they can because staff has very limited time. But parents, if you're available, you can assist with those fundraisers, and you can come up with creative ways to have fundraisers and the type of fundraisers that they have. So if you're sick of selling candy, if you're tired of the wrapping paper and the gift cards and the candles, you know, because we have our favorites. I know there were certain fundraisers that I like better than others. And, you know, some I was like, yes, we're going to sell a lot. But then others I'm like, oh, here we go. I'll see what I can do. So, you know, get involved early with those fundraisers. And we have a caller before we go on to the paid opportunities. Hi, caller. Welcome
yes.
to the show. You have a question or comment?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on the show. I just have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that I have a toddler, and so far I have been able to volunteer as far as assisting on field trips. They don't have them often, but when they do, then my husband and I will try to go so that we can just help out and, you know, see how our daughter is interacting with her friends and just kind of learn who she is in her environment. So volunteering has definitely been a great thing for us. And, of course, as she gets older, then I do plan to do more and be involved so that I can be there to really watch her grow in her education. So just wanted to share that with you and the rest of the listeners out there.
Well, I appreciate that, especially the fact that you mentioned that she's in preschool. That's where it all starts. You know, if we start with them when they're young, they'll enjoy it more as they get older with having you to be involved as their parent. So thank you so much, caller, for sharing. Okay, there are several paid opportunities. You know, I mentioned before that everybody may not be able to volunteer, or maybe volunteering is just not your thing. You know, some people, we're honest, we're real, we just need the money. So there are different positions that are available in schools. When we talk about education, typically, we only think about being a teacher. You know, people used to ask me, so what do you teach? And I just say, well, I used to teach English, but now I'm a principal, or now I'm this, or now I'm that, because that's all we think about. So we have to get out of that mode that education, the only job that exists in education for anybody is that of a teacher. There are several paid opportunities. There are 9, and there are probably many more, but these are the top 9. Perhaps that are most common, most frequent. You have teacher and building assistant. And for these positions, I know everybody does not have a master's or even a bachelor's, but these positions, normally it's just a high school diploma, you know, sometimes GED, but definitely a high school diploma. So teacher or building assistant, and sometimes that varies. Some districts are seeking those who have an actual teaching degree because they can do more with them, and they can even move them into a teaching position if a teaching position becomes open. So that may be something that's great for those who have a teaching degree and you're trying to return back to education after being off with your kids or an extended illness or taking care of your parents. And then, as I said before, depending upon the district and the school, it may be a position where a GED and a high school diploma may be good enough to get that position. There's also hall monitor, a tutor or a mentor, school crossing guard, school bus monitor, and school bus driver as well, but school bus monitor, office assistant or secretary, cafeteria or lunchroom staff, athletic or activities coach. Sometimes with the coaching positions, those really go to the teachers who are already in the building as extra pay assignments for them. But every once in a while, you do see some positions where they hire outside of the school or outside of the district because maybe nobody's interested at that time because teachers have families themselves or they're starting families or they're going back to school, so their time becomes even more limited. So you can find those coaching positions. And then also after-school program directors or after-school staff members. So those are some positions that are available. A lot of those positions are available because there are grant funds that are awarded to the schools for different things, the 21st Century Grant and several other types of grants that allow them to create programs and to hire additional staff in different positions. So always check with your school, and we'll talk more about how you get this, you know, how you can get information. So first of all, contact your parent organization president at your child's school. You can get a lot of information from them. Usually the parent presidents have been involved since day one. I mean, it's rare when you may have one, you know, that they've only been involved like maybe 1 or 2 years. But normally they've been involved for a long time, so they really understand the school and the community and the district politics and all of that. So finding them, meeting with them one-on-one can help you a whole lot. Also, contacting your child's teacher and contacting their principal. Now, sometimes it's a little tough to pin down a teacher and a principal because they're extremely busy. There is so much that schools are expected to achieve and accomplish today. But sometimes they may have that information. So ask them, you know, what opportunities are there, volunteer and paid, you know, for parents. You know, these are the skills I have and I'm looking for that. You know, do you know of anything? Keep me in mind. But, you know, again, the teacher and principal, sometimes it can be a long shot. Contacting your child's school district human resources or personnel office. Now, they will have a good handle on all the positions that are available. So sometimes that's the best route to go is contacting your school district's administration office and then asking for human resources or personnel. And then finally, there is a really good system that is known to a lot of educators, but not so much to those outside of the field. And I give this information to everyone because I strongly believe in education. Despite what is said about education and what goes on, there are so many, many great stories out there. We just don't always hear that because the negative ones are often capitalized upon. But let's talk about this resource. If you go to this website, it is www.moreap.net. That's M-O-R-E-A-P as in Paul, .net, moreap.net. That website lists different jobs. It lists the professional jobs for those with degrees and the other classified jobs for those who have GED or high school. And for particular in regards to this show, once you go on moreap.net, you're looking for instructional support job listings, and there are other categories for which you may qualify. But in particular, the jobs that I mentioned that are for paid opportunities are listed under the instructional support job listing. And moreap is available in many different states, so I know our program is global. So if anybody is in Georgia or, you know, just some of the other states, it's through U.S. states. But if you're looking in Georgia, you're looking in other states, Illinois, then you can find connections to those different states, the REAP states, as they call it. So, and if you needed additional information, remember you can go through our website at education4allinc.com, and that will give you slides that has the presentation. So my slide notes for the PowerPoints are always available for you to go look at later. Just go through our website and hit up our Blog Talk Radio page or our Education for All Radio Show page, and you can pull up this issue and previous issues, episodes of the show, and you'll be able to get this information as well. So as I said before, you know, I always promote education, and there are so many wonderful ways to get your foot in that door and to get that extra time with your child. And I just want you to, you know, just really go for it, you know, get involved somehow because our kids are hurting. They are missing their parents because we're way too busy in today's society. And their friends want to know you. They want their friends to know you as well. But a lot of times we're way too busy. And I like how the caller called in and mentioned that they're starting at preschool. You know, start at preschool and continue all the way through college. You know, you don't want to be that helicopter parent. You do have to let your kids grow up and cut the apron strings to a point. But still, just make it a point to show up. You know, some kids, unfortunately, have learned that when they are bad and at their worst, the parents are there, you know, and that's not the message that we want to send our kids. So if your kids are continuing to misbehave or they misbehave and you come up for conferences or scream and yell at them, they get the message that that's the only way that they can get your attention. So to avoid that and to start seeing a decrease in misbehavior, I strongly recommend that you look for opportunities to volunteer, that you look for opportunities, paid opportunities perhaps, because sometimes you may need to work at the school to make sure that your child isn't, let's say it in a positive, to make sure that your child is doing the right thing, you know, and you can never have too much love for your child or spend too much time with your child and his or her friends. So I wish you all well. I thank you so much. If you had any quick comments or questions, feel free to press 1 before we close out the show. Otherwise, we thank you again for joining us. And as I said, please visit our Education for All radio show page so that you can get more information. If you need that website one more time, that's www.moreap.net. And I thank you again for joining us. And we're going to close out with a sing song. Our caller requested if they could hear the song in its entirety. So that's why we're closing out a little early. Again, we always appreciate our listeners and our callers. And if there's any requests that you have, feel free to always email me, CARLETTA at education, the number 4, ALLINC.com. And this song, again, is Favor on You by Mr. Willie Moore Jr. Please be sure to visit his website. He is doing some awesome things, particularly with the youth today, and his website is WILLIEMOOREJR.org. So until next week, we thank you and we wish favor upon every parent and guardian as they prepare their children for academic success in the upcoming week.
Never really mattered so much to me.
Never really mattered to me.
It's nothing like a woman on Thursday. Maybe they can all say what they want, but they got nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
They see the potential in you that you may not see in yourself.
But when you walk in favor, gotta open up doors that no man could open, and close doors that no man could ever open again. Forgive yourself and remember your ABCs. Always be